We're back again talking with Dane Puckett on Artist Showcase. Dane, I appreciate you taking time to be with us. Tell me...
My honor.
Tell me how it how you ended up... You were working at NCR in Dayton.
Yeah, and I used to work jamborees and jubilees and barn dances on the weekends.
While you were doing that, mm-hmm. Yes. And Mom, how'd you end up full-time?
Mom told me, said, Dane, you can't go out there on the weekends. Leave Friday, get back in here 3 or 4 o'clock on Monday morning, where you're way out west or somewhere, and come back and go to work at 7 o'clock. You got to give up one of them.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, I walked in, and I put the check on her table from NCR. I said, Mom, look at that check. Well, yeah, it's make pretty good money. I said, Mom, I make more than that in one night in the music business. That's my final check with NCR. I quit. No, you didn't quit NCR to go in the music business. You don't. I said, I'm going to work with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
They've asked me to come. That's my heart. I don't want to stand up here hearing them machines pounding all day.
Yeah.
And the machine they put me on, a man had just amputated his arm. He got tangled up in the machine because of double clutch. It was... Moon Mullins' brother.
Oh.
Moon Mullins. Yeah, he used to be the DJ and, of course, son. And it double clutched on me, and I untangled. And I slapped my hand against the machine when it went down. And I got out of there and unhooked, and I went over to the boss. I said, I'm quitting. He said, what's the matter? I said, that machine double clutched again, about got my right arm. Yeah. And they did away with that machine. That was it.
Wow.
And I said, I don't want to hear this pounding and grinding. So they transferred me into another department where I could.
Well, now, as it turned out, some years later, NCR went out of business.
Yeah, I told them, I said, if I quit, everything would go out of business. 18,500 people worked there at three shifts.
Wow.
And now there's nothing up there because my doctor's still up there.
Yeah.
He's right up there by Miami Valley.
So you went to work for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do for it?
April 1st, 1970. April Fool's Day. I went to work.
That?
Yeah. And we worked every day but the 15th and the 30th that month. Worked every day but two. So I sold merchandise, and I got to sing some on his show.
Yeah.
Ken Lovelace said, if you sing, sing. I don't want to sing.
Yeah.
And we had it down to where I would sing, and the last song, of course, I did my voice impersonation. Yeah. Walter Brenham, it did a little bit of Mel Tillis once in a while. I'd do Mel. It. And I was singing Freight Train. And I'd get that train rolling, you know, and he would come in.
Yeah.
I said, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, the crowd was just roaring because the music was roaring. Yeah. Everything was roaring. And he'd finish it out, and he'd get away on that piano, and put his foot up on the piano, and oh, my God, what an ending. And I said, now, that's the way to end that song. I thought I was doing something wrong. And then he'd take off there the rest of the show. He could just destroy a crowd.
Yeah,
my God, what a talent.
Yeah.
He could get a crowd mad. He could get them mad. 2 minutes later, he had them right in the palm of his hand. I said, how can you do that? And, come on over, baby. Hold on, shit. He'd start to, they just grow crazy. Like, wait later, folks. That's when I destroy the stage.
He did.
Yeah,
he did, didn't he?
We were doing a show in Georgia one time, and Louisiana. And he looked down at this girl, good looking lady. Her and her husband sitting right there. And he said, stop the music. Woman, could you possibly smile a little bit? He called her something. I ain't going to say what because I'm on radio. And I said, Jerry, we're playing the show for the governor, and that's the governor's wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And Jerry Lee Lewis Jr. took off a cymbal and threw up to Jerry's piano. I mean, you talk about a whole lot of shaking going on.
I bet there was.
Yeah, great balls of fire and everything. Yeah, it was all going on then. And the governor got up and said, that's it. So Jerry just went on ahead and went, come on over, baby, whole lot. And the place started rocking.
Yeah.
They was going to throw him off stage. The place got it rocking, and they kept him right back on again.
I tell you, they only made one of him.
Oh, that's for sure.
I talked with a fellow who did some package shows. with him. And, of course, he was known for destroying the piano. And, you know, the venues would provide a grand piano for him.
Right.
For a while.
And yeah.
Then they quit doing it when his reputation preceded him. And then he would borrow a piano from one of the other groups.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Until
yeah.
that was destroyed.
Right.
And so nobody would loan him a piano anymore.
They said, won't you carry your own piano? He said, well, it only lasts one night.
Yeah, that's right. Why do it? Why do it? There's so much that I want to talk with you about, but I want to talk with you about Hee Haw. Tell me how you appeared on Hee Haw. Tell me how that happened.
Actually, Charlie Pride had something to do with it, but the person that got me on it was Loretta Lynn.
Oh, is that right?
Because me and Gary Waits, who's mm-hmm. no longer with us now, he just passed this summer, 2020, we used to go to Niceville a lot. Well, we got to Niceville, and we called Jim Webb. Said, wonder what Jim's doing tonight. We'll go out for supper. We called Biggins. Now, he drove for Loretta Lynn. He drove uh-huh. the bus for Loretta.
Right.
And he was in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. So yeah. we called him and said, what are you doing tonight? We just got in town. You come up and have supper with us. He said, I'm taking Mama. He always called her Mama. He said, I'm taking Mama over to Cut Hee Haw tonight. So won't you guys ride with us? Because all the coal miners are driving over there, uh-huh. and I'm the only one on the bus. And just me and Mama and you and Dane in the bus.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we done. We rode over with them. And Gary and Big Jim, he was a big Reds fan. Big Reds, of course, yeah. Gary was with the Big Red Machines.
Yeah, he was Reds. Bullpen catcher yeah, for the Reds.
Yeah, yeah, first one ever in the majors. Now they all got him.
Yeah.
But they were talking baseball, and Loretta just sprung her ankle. She was getting out of a shower or something, sprung her ankle. So she held on my arm, and I took her through that canopy, through those big doors at the Opry, and then we turned right and went by Mr. Bell there at the guardhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
left right Bell. Down that big hallway. And here comes Sam LaBelle, a producer of Hee Haw. Well, Loretta, good to see you again. Said, boy, we got so much request for it. She's the all-time guest on Hee Haw. She was a guest more than anybody on Hee Haw.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a book called Life in Cornfield County. I was looking for it last night. I couldn't find it. I don't know if somebody napped it or we threw it away or what. But I got to get another copy if I can. But anyway, he was talking to Loretta, glad to have you back and everything. And I was standing there with a shirt on. Said, whoop, whoop. Uh-huh. On my shirt. Said, well, who's your friend here? I said, oh, this is Dane Puckett up in Ohio. And he said, what's that whoop whoop? Oh, that's a sound he makes on stage on his song. It just drives kids crazy. He loves it. Says, he ought to be on the show. Oh, way to go.
How about that?
Good timing, kid. Said, well, Loretta, today and tomorrow's our last this year, but I'll write his name down and consider it. I thought, oh, yeah, I know that'll run around.
Yeah.
So one summer, I was mowing the down in Singer's Branch, mowing the grass, my old John Deere riding mower.
Yeah.
And Mom come out of the house just waving her arms and flying. I said, oh, my God, what happened? The house on fire. Said, Dane, there's somebody from Hollywood, California. I don't know what they're wanting. They want to know something about your song. I'm nut. I said, well, that's Hee Haw calling. I don't know. I thought they said Young Street Productions or something. I don't know what they said.
Yeah.
So I run in. Are you Dane Puckett? The whoop whoop man? Yeah, whoop whoop, yeah, yeah. Can you be in Nashville? Yes. No, I ain't told you when, I'll be there. And so they wanted to line me up to sing on Hee Haw.
Yeah.
I said, really? I said, you're the friend of Loretta's? Yes. Well, come down and cut on Hee Haw. So I started, they told me the date. So I started to get down, and my car went down. Going to take about a week or two to get it going. So I called Steve Lake. I said, Steve, you got a car up there we can take to Nashville and you go with me. I got to have somebody go with me. Okay, I'll go. He took his dad's old Cadillac. We get in that Cadillac, we get to Louisville, and it breaks down.
I remember this.
And we go over to the rental place and to rent a car. Well, Steve, he had money on him to rent a car, and I did too. And she said, no, I got to have a credit card. Well, I didn't have one. He didn't have one. And I said, I'll be dang going. And I said, I'm from Howland County, Ohio, and I've come all the way down. She said, what are you going to Nashville for? And I said, Cut Hee Haw. She said, my all-time favorite show.
Yeah.
And she said, where'd you come from? And I said, Howland County. Howland County? She said, I'm born in Howland County, and I'm working here in Louisville. She said, name me one person in Highland County. I said, well, I know two people. I know Willard Parr and Herb Day. Really? I listen to them every morning on the radio. She said, I'll tell you what. You're broke down. You're trying to get the hee-haw, and you know my friends. Here's my credit card. I'm gonna put you in this car. It ain't going to cost you one penny. I'm paying for this myself. And we went down there to Nashville and came back on a rental car and didn't cost us a penny.
Oh, my
God. And they got Steve's Cadillac fixed there, and we came back. But that you and and Willard.
And Will Parr.
And Willard were strong names back then.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first started going to Nashville, he told me about, go down to the Opry, and he said the head guard.
Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bell.
Yep.
And I'm going, yeah, right. And I went down there, and I found Mr. Bell. And he said, how can I help you, young man? I said, you know Will Parr? He says, you come this way. Follow me.
Yeah.
And
it was magic.
Went backstage. It really was. I want to play I'm a Nut. And this is a studio cut that you cut at
Years
Steve
ago,
Lake's.
Up in Middletown, Ohio, Steve Lake Studio. Delbert Barker produced this.
Yeah.
And I think Dale, what was his last name? He passed away. He played with Bobby Mackey.
Dale Wagner.
Dale Wagner, I think he's on the steel. I don't think Chubby Howard's on this. I think Dale Wagner's on this.
Yeah. So. All right, it's Dane Puckett, and I'm a Nut.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, it'll never get in a rut. Head of my sword, a red sword, loose. Ain't got sense, God gave a goose, but Lord, I'm crazy. I'm a nut. Now, is it wet or underwater if you're there when it rains? And is it closer to New York by truck than it is by train? Between myself and I, well, I wonder who's a dumber. Is it hotter down south in the wintertime than it is here in the summer? Be-bop-in-the-bop, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, it'll never get in a rut. Head on my shoulder, red sword loose. Ain't got sense, God gave a goose, but Lord, I'm crazy. I'm a nut. I drove my old Cadillac to Las Vegas to satisfy my lust. Well, I wheeled at a needle and lost L.A. in a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was out there. But remember, only forest fire prevents the bear. Be-bop-in-the-bop, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, it'll never get in a rut. My sword, my sword loose. Ain't got sense, God gave a goose, but Lord, I ain't crazy. I'm a nut. The probably war is over when I begin to fight. But if it took a dime to get around the world, the war wouldn't get out of sight. I don't mind loving girls if they don't mind
going Dutch.
Makes me feel like a millionaire, but Lord knows a whopper ain't worth half that much. A bee-bop-in-the-bop, 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 bop-bop, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, it'll never get in a rut. Head on my shoulder, wet sword loose. Ain't got sense, God gave a goose, but Lord, I ain't crazy. I'm a nut. Yeah, I'm a nut, everybody, and you, Lord knows how I get out of this song. It ain't nothing for me to go. I've already got the whole town of Second Spring, population 2020. My goal is to have everybody in the world, so at least one. Come on, everybody, let's do it.
Dane Puckett and his signature song, I'm a Nut. You betcha. Dane, it's so good to see you, man.
And, glad you got
We'll get together again and do it do it again. But in the meantime, tell all your friends, and I know you got a bunch of them, to go to www.herbdayradio.com. Artist Showcase. Actually, it's Herb Day's. Yeah, Artist Showcase. I didn't even know what my own program was. and you'll find us there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dane Puckett, thank you for being here.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, for traveling 7 million miles and working 7,000 shows through the years and at the end of my career, so to speak, it's coming down. It's smoothing out pretty nice. All these interviews, my podcast, and people tell me to write a book, and I've worked with all these artists, and we'll get into this one of these days.
Yeah, let's get together and do it again.
So,
and thanks to Warren Furniture for being our sponsor on Artist Showcase. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Herb Day Radio Artist Showcase, sponsored by Warren Furniture at 1583 North High in Hillsboro. Herb Day's Artist Showcase is always on at www.herbdayradio.com.